Emotive and friendly.
Friendly but serious. Content. Information about OpenAI partnering with Yubico for hardware-based authentication security keys for ChatGPT. Goal, make the conversation flow naturally while keeping core information intact. 2. Analyze the input content. Topic, OpenAI plus Yubico partnership for security keys. Key points, strategic partnership. Hardware-based authentication, opt-in. Shift from passwords SMS to enterprise-grade protocols. Reason, traditional methods insufficient for AI sensitivity, financial personal data. Mechanism, USB devices or smartphone apps, cryptographic signatures. Defense against phishing, credential harvesting. Opt-in nature, user autonomy. Who needs it, high risk versus casual users. Future outlook, standard practice likely. Industry benchmark. 3. Drafting section by section. Intro, speaker 1 needs to be emotive friendly. Speaker 2 needs to be friendly serious. The news, speaker 1 introduces OpenAI / Yubico news. The why, speaker 2 explains the shift in account management. Speaker 1 expands on the insufficiency of passwords. The tech, discuss security keys USB apps. Explain phishing defense. Phishing scenario, speaker 1 sets up the typical attack. Speaker 2 explains the key's resistance. Opt-in, speaker 1 emphasizes user choice. Speaker 2 highlights autonomy. Use cases, speaker 1 for high risk. Speaker 2 for casual users. Interface, speaker 2 mentions settings soon. Conclusion, speaker 1 on trust. Speaker 2 on industry benchmark future standard. 4. Refining tone, speaker 1. Wow, isn't that amazing? You know what I mean. It shows how much they care. Use warmer language. Speaker 2, it's a pivotal shift. We need to take this seriously. Respects user autonomy. Use grounded, slightly more analytical language but still friendly. 5. Polishing the flow. Connect the lines so it doesn't sound like a robot reading a news release. Add verbal fillers or conversational markers naturally, e.g., exactly, right, you know. Ensure the transition from the what to the why to the how is smooth. 6. Review against constraints. No / think tags. No speaker 1 instruction, tags in output. Only the script. Check speaker count balance. 7. Final Polish mental simulation, S1, so guess what's happening. OpenAI just partnered with Yubico. S2, that means hardware authentication. S1, right, and it's huge because passwords aren't enough. S2, exactly, enterprise-grade protocols. Make sure S1 sounds excited warm. Make sure S2 sounds grounded trustworthy. 8. Final output generation. Proceeding to generate the script based on these thoughts. Self-correction during drafting. Ensure I don't just copy-paste the input text. I need to rewrite it to sound like spoken dialogue. The input text is very formal. I need to make it conversational. Example input. The core argument driving this move is that, script, the real reason behind this. It's that, example, input, consequently OpenAI is adopting, script, so OpenAI is moving to adopt, let's write it. Wait, I need to check the instruction again. Output only the script content. Do not include any thinking process. Okay, I will strictly output the script. Drafting content.
So, have you heard the latest news from OpenAI? They've just announced a huge update for ChatGPT safety.
I did read about it. It's a significant partnership with Yubico, right?
Exactly. And honestly, it feels like a massive step forward for user safety.
It definitely is. This introduces hardware-based authentication as an opt-in layer, which is a real shift in how we handle AI security.
It really is. Because let's face it, as AI gets deeper into our lives, handling all that personal and financial data, old ways like passwords and SMS just aren't cutting it anymore.
That's exactly the risk. We're facing a much bigger threat landscape now, so OpenAI is bringing in enterprise-grade protocols to mitigate those risks.
It's all about the security keys now. Think of them as USB devices or specific smartphone apps.
Right. And that's the genius of it. They create cryptographic signatures to verify you, without actually sending sensitive data that could be intercepted.
That's so important, especially with phishing. That's still such a common way accounts get taken over.
In a typical phishing scam, a thief sets up a fake login page that looks exactly like the real site.
And if you type in your password and that verification code on your phone, booms, they're in.
But with these security keys, they can't steal that data locally. The validation happens right there on your device without transmitting anything sensitive.
That basically shuts down the ability for attackers to bypass security remotely or harvest your credentials.
And one thing I want to highlight is that this is opt-in. It respects your privacy and your choice.
Yes, you get to decide. If you enable it, great. If not, you keep using your standard methods.
It gives you the autonomy to weigh the extra security against the convenience you're used to.
For those of us working with sensitive info, turning on Yubico integration is a no-brainer to bolster defenses.
For casual users who probably aren't under that much threat, sticking with the basics might be enough.
It's a nice balance. It doesn't complicate things for everyone, but it gives a safety net when you need it most.
Good point. Soon, you'll see these options in your account settings, with a clear interface to guide you through registering a key.
This partnership really shows OpenAI is committed to trust when you entrust them with your data.
By using Yubico's tech, they're setting a benchmark for the whole AI industry, aligning with top-tier security standards.
It sets a precedent, too. As AI gets smarter and acts more autonomously, securing the human interface becomes even more critical.
Absolutely. Hardware keys ensure that the human element in that AI loop is always verified and secure.
Even though it's opt-in for now, this shows the industry knows security can't be an afterthought.
And you're right. As AI grows, these measures will likely become standard rather than optional.
So, whether you're a power user or just browsing, the future of AI is looking safer and more reliable for everyone.
Indeed. It's a solid foundation for the next decade. Review looks good. Tone matches instructions. Flow is natural. No extra text. Wait, one more check. The input had specific lines. I should ensure I cover all the information points, but can condense split for natural flow. Input points covered, 1. Partnership announced. S1 2. Hardware auth opt-in, pivotal shift. S2 3. Reason, passwords SMS, insufficient for sensitive data. S1 4. Enterprise-grade protocols. S2 5. Mechanism, USB app. S1 6. Crypto signatures, no intercept. S2 7. Phishing importance. S1 8. Phishing scenario description. S2 9. Attack success with password SMS. S1 10. Key resistance to attack. S2 11. Credential harvesting defense. S1 12. Opt-in privacy. S2 13. User autonomy preferences. S1 14. High risk versus casual users. S215. Flexibility, complexity, balance. S116. Interface settings info. S217. Commitment to trust. S118. Enterprise benchmark. S219. Future AI precedent. S120. Human interface critical. S221. Integration ensures security. S122. Industry recognition. S223. Future standard reliable. S1, okay. I will integrate these points into the script I drafted. The draft looks comprehensive. I will ensure the tone is distinct. S1 is emotive. S2 is serious but friendly. Let's refine the dialogue to be slightly more conversational. Refining S1, use phrases like "isn't that incredible?" You know what I mean, honestly. Refining S2, use phrases like "it's a pivotal shift." We need to take this seriously. It respects user autonomy. Okay, ready to generate. /think.
So, have you heard the latest news from OpenAI? They've just announced a huge update for ChatGPT safety.
I did read about it. It's a significant partnership with Yubico, right?
Exactly. And honestly, it feels like a massive step forward for user safety.
It definitely is. This introduces hardware-based authentication as an opt-in layer, which is a real shift in how we handle AI security.
It really is. Because let's face it, as AI gets deeper into our lives, handling all that personal and financial data, old ways like passwords and SMS just aren't cutting it anymore.
That's exactly the risk. We're facing a much bigger threat landscape now, so OpenAI is bringing in enterprise-grade protocols to mitigate those risks.
It's all about the security keys now. Think of them as USB devices or specific smartphone apps.
Right. And that's the genius of it. They create cryptographic signatures to verify you, without actually sending sensitive data that could be intercepted.
That's so important, especially with phishing. That's still such a common way accounts get taken over.
In a typical phishing scam, a thief sets up a fake login page that looks exactly like the real site.
And if you type in your password and that verification code on your phone, booms, they're in.
But with these security keys, they can't steal that data locally. The validation happens right there on your device, without transmitting anything sensitive.
That basically shuts down the ability for attackers to bypass security remotely or harvest your credentials.
And one thing I want to highlight is that this is opt-in. It respects your privacy and your choice.
Yes, you get to decide. If you enable it, great. If not, you keep using your standard methods.
It gives you the autonomy to weigh the extra security against the convenience you're used to.
For those of us working with sensitive info, turning on Yubico integration is a no-brainer to bolster defenses.
For casual users who probably aren't under that much threat, sticking with the basics might be enough.
It's a nice balance. It doesn't complicate things for everyone, but it gives a safety net when you need it most.
Good point. Soon, you'll see these options in your account settings, with a clear interface to guide you through registering a key.
This partnership really shows OpenAI is committed to trust when you entrust them with your data.
By using Yubico's tech, they're setting a benchmark for the whole AI industry, aligning with top-tier security standards.
It sets a precedent, too. As AI gets smarter and acts more autonomously, securing the human interface becomes even more critical.
Absolutely. Hardware keys ensure that the human element in that AI loop is always verified and secure.
Even though it's opt-in for now, this shows the industry knows security can't be an afterthought.
And you're right. As AI grows, these measures will likely become standard rather than optional.
So, whether you're a power user or just browsing, the future of AI is looking safer and more reliable for everyone.
Indeed. It's a solid foundation for the next decade.